What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, the J1 has been a rite of passage, I know, for lots and lots of you listening to this show. The US summer visa program for students to work and experience the States has been in place for nearly 60 years, six decades, but apparently it's dying out. Henry McKean has been investigating. Henry, did you do the J1?
Kieran, I did, and it's fascinating. I didn't realise it's been going that long. I went to Hawaii. I basically took a flight to San Francisco and then on to Waikiki Beach. And I worked on a cruise ship, a military hotel, a coffee factory, and it was great fun. I absolutely loved it. Tried to learn how to surf.
How did that go?
Badly. The waves pulled me down and I just get all these coral scratches on my legs and I couldn't get back up again because the waves were so powerful. So it wasn't like Baywatch Hawaii in anyway. But yeah, numbers of the J1 are down since 2013, about 50%. But we are seeing an interest again, and we're asking why, I suppose, people not going, or are they going? And what sort of opportunities are there? You know, America, it's a very changed place now. There is the whole gun culture. I did get to speak to Lisa Collender, USIT, head of Ireland, and she did the J1 visa in Martha's Vineyard back in 1988. She's been with USIT for 25 years. She says there's still great demand, but there was a critical change in 2016 with pre-placement, having a job before you go, and minimum hours per week. Here is Lisa.
Everybody has to have a job. You have to have it vetted, employer compliance. You have to have a minimum number of hours per week. So it has contributed to a slight drop. However, post-COVID, we've seen the numbers. We've seen huge demand. Following on from last year, we've seen another uplift in 20% for Ireland. And overall, as a country, we're looking at probably in around 6,000 students that will travel to the States on a J1 summer work and travel program or camp counsellor. You need to have a job in place. You will know where you're going to work. You will have your interview with your employer online. And interviews this season start as early as October and November. So whether it's San Diego you're going to, whether it's Boston, you will know how many hours you're going to be working per week, what your contracted pay is. And then if there's, you know, in terms of accommodation, some of those positions will come with support through accommodation. However, some of the larger cities, it won't. You will have to source your accommodation then before you depart. So we offer two programs that use it. One is called the Owner-Ranger program. So many Irish people, as you know, would have contacts, relations. So many of them will already come to us with their job in hand. And we will look through to doing the compliance part and approving their job and making sure it's a valid job, it's a good job and a safe job to go to. And the second program we offer is for those students who don't know where to start, not sure where they want to go, but would like us to source the job for them. So we do that in full.
And the Americans, they want us there, don't they?
Absolutely. The American employers, they will have a mix of students from around the world. But having the Irish on the books each summer is critical to the success for the hospitality industry. What we have seen at USIT this year is the growth and the kind of resurgence of Boston, for example, as a destination. It was huge in my day, but now the last 2 years, Boston, 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 everybody wants to go to Boston. So it's interesting. Each year, the cities are very, very popular for the Irish students, more so than the smaller resorts. However, we do encourage people to get out there, explore the jobs hubs that we have. And there is a wealth of amazing different positions.
All right. That's Lisa there. I thought that was interesting, actually, that change in 2016. How much does it cost to do all this?
Yeah, I remember queuing up years and years ago back in the year 2000. And it was loads back then. But now it's about €1,000 for visas and paperwork. And then the flights are more. The southern region at the Students' Union of Ireland say the cost of living crisis has made it harder for students. And lots of these students are basically working the the summer in Ireland to save enough cash to get through the next student year. And also they're going off to Australia, the students to Canada and to Thailand. Thailand is very popular. They're obviously not working in Thailand because the wages are so low, but they're there having the crack and they're there for like a month. And also the Irish government, I just have to say, have launched a campaign to try and keep students safe in the US this summer. And it's basic tips, which we all forget to do, like travel insurance, photo backups, important documents and apps. Make sure you download that app, Find My iPhone. I know it's an obvious one. Here are students who loved it and others who didn't go. I asked them why they didn't get a J1 visa.
I have no money. I had repeat exams, so my friends went and I couldn't go.
But you wanted to go?
Yeah, definitely.
And that's what stopped you? You knew you had to do the exams?
I had exams
again.
Yeah.
I went to Los Angeles.
And when was that?
2021, I want to say.
So during the COVID years?
It was actually just before. So I actually left. I actually had to come home during it because of the pandemic.
Did you get to stay long?
A couple of months. So yeah, a handful of months, really. Not too long.
Would you recommend a J1 to a student today?
I think I would, only for the fact that I think you get to get out of the country and get a new experience. I think it's good to go abroad and come back with a new perspective.
Did LA treat you well?
Not as well as Dublin.
Really?
Not as well as Dublin, no.
It was hard.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough out there. I think it's tough out there for everybody, though, so, you know.
What was your job?
I'm a musician, songwriter, so I was in the music industry.
So you were trying to make it big?
I guess you could say that.
And have you made it big?
Not quite yet, no. But, you know, still trying, never give up.
Is it a rite of passage, the J1, for Irish students, or has that day passed?
I think it is a rite of passage in the sense of, I think as Irish people, we're always looking further beyond. So I think, you know, to do it yourself and to go abroad, I think it's just not even just the J1 itself, but to go abroad and to live abroad is a rite of passage. But I think we always want to come back in some sense.
Hi, this is Rob here from Kildare. I did my J1 in New York City in 2022. I was working as a cocktail barman in the middle of Times Square and was living in the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Had the most amazing time in such an exciting city, and I also had the opportunity to travel to other parts of the US, with my favourite being Nashville in Tennessee.
Hey, this is Zav from Dublin, and last summer I did a J1 in Florida. I worked as a waitress there, and it was the most amazing experience ever. Having every day in the sun was a dream. I learned so many new things, and I got to make so many new friends and see so many new places. I would do it again in a heartbeat. It was the most amazing experience of my life.
All right, some experiences there. Other people sharing their experiences on the text line. Most of them I can't read, I have to say, this hour of the day.
So rude.
My God. No, just, yeah, the things they got up to.
Really?
I'm amazed they're sharing them. 087 1400 106. Keep them coming. Who else did you meet, Henry?
Yeah, we also speak to a young woman who had a great time on her J1.
My name is Caoimhe Harney and I did my first J1 in 2015. I went with about five or six girls from home and we decided we wanted to go to California, San Diego. We went out just with the money we had. We had no accommodation, no jobs lined up at the time. And we ended up living with 22 people in a two-bedroom apartment. We acquired that not through honest means, to be honest. we had to kind of, you know, forge different things to get our way in. But look, we had a brilliant time. We ended up getting jobs in the end. We really, really enjoyed it. And yeah, like, I think everyone should do J1. It just opens up your mind and broadens your horizons for new possibilities. You see a different part of the world. I ended up then going on to do a J1 grad visa and went out to New York for a year. Ended up staying 2.5 years, 3 years. Again, brilliant out there, you know, worked in bars, made lots of money, made loads of friends. I think people probably don't do J1s as much anymore because as far as I know, you have to have a job before you go out. It's sad that people don't go on it more now. So, yeah, hopefully they maybe reduce that red tape. I don't know if that's the solution.
Caoimhe Harney there, wrapping up that report from one Henry McKean. This listener says, we're great fans of the J1 in our family, resulting in a US wedding this summer. Wow. No less, Henry. And Fee says, the main reason, I think, for people not going is the US has changed as a country. So partisan and so expensive. I have 3 young adults in their 20s. No interest in J1s. They are going to Canada, Portugal and Greece, respectively.
Europe. Yeah, Europe does have that edge, even though I do love the States. I just want to say that.
Edgy Europe, like Euro trash. No, that was a great show.
And yeah, that was
anyway,
great.
It's a different conversation.
The culture.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.